This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. Well, it took a while, and fall is here. This is the beginning of the end-of-year interview season. A lot of people think that's Labor Day, but if the weather is still nice and warm in your part of the country, it really starts with fall, and it runs till a point in mid-December. So time is of the essence. And on this show, I talk with you about two magic words to start working into your interviews and the story behind the story concept. It's a good show. I think you'll find it helpful. And if you do, I hope you use the link in the show notes to go to iTunes and give a great review to the show. So hang in there, enjoy the ride, and let's get rolling. And let's talk today about preparing for an interview. Now, this tactic can also be used for improving your resume dramatically. But at a minimum, if you haven't done this before you've started sending out resumes, it is the gold that will help you perform exceptionally well on your interviews. So here's what you do. You go back to your resume and go bullet point by bullet point and ask yourself the question, what's the story behind this statement? You know, I made a statement that I did such and such. What's the story? What events occurred? Pretend you're talking to a friend or you're talking to a family member about what it is that you did and how you went about doing it and what you stepped into at the time. And prepare yourself with the story behind those facts. Now, this is an approach that works extremely well in resumes and will help differentiate you from your competition in your resume. Because if you just lay out a resume like it's a job description, you know, I do this, I do that, I am part of a team that does this or that, the resume becomes boring. But if you put some life into it by giving some texture to it, by contextualizing what you did into a bigger picture and how it impacted your organization, it has enormous results, and you'll get many more interviews. And when you tell these kind of stories behind the story on your interview, you're going to stand out from your competition. And now, I also want to teach you the two magic words that you can use in your interviews to really differentiate yourself. Now, you may be asked questions about your work and what you did and how you went about doing it. Now, here are the two magic words to use. Ready? For example, and then you talk about what you stepped into. Those two words, for example, go a long way toward allowing people to see you for what you did and what you accomplished at your previous organization. It'll also allow you to speak freely about what you've accomplished and do it in a way that audiences love. Stories. People love stories. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help that many more. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.